Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Elevation Virtual Prayer Gathering. One voice, one prayer, one accord. Acts 1:14 says, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren." This gathering is a place where faith is strengthened, hope is restored, and lives are transformed through the power of prayer. No matter where you are in the world or what you may be facing today, we invite you to join believers from different backgrounds, communities, and walks of life as we gather together in the presence of God. As the early believers gathered in unity and continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, we gather with that same spirit today. And now, please welcome our host, Evangelist Johnny Davis.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Elevation Virtual Prayer Gathering. On behalf of our prayer leaders and volunteers and ministry team, thank you for joining us tonight. So whether you are joining us from across town, across the country, or somewhere around the world, or listening to this recording, we are honored to have you with us. And to our first-time guests, we want to welcome you. We believe your presence here tonight is not by accident. We believe God has ordered your steps. And our prayer is that you leave encouraged tonight, strengthened, refreshed, and closer to God, closer to him than when you were when you arrived tonight. My name is Evangelist Johnny Davis, and I have the privilege of serving as your host this evening. The Elevation Prayer Gathering was created to provide a place where people can encounter the presence of God, find hope during this life difficult seasons, and unite with believers in prayer and faith. And our slogan word is one voice, one prayer, and one accord. And we inspired by Acts 1:14 that says, "These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and the mother of Jesus." And so tonight we gather with the same spirit of unity tonight. And we believe that as we pray tonight, we believe that you will be touched and you will be affected by the presence of God, by the Holy Spirit. And we just trust that the Holy Spirit would be the one who, that will be the one who changed us. Amen. Thank God that he is the one who changes us. He's the one who delivers us. So tonight we're going to be praying about what do you do when you're feeling tired and overwhelmed? All of us been there. Some of us may be there tonight. You know, this is what we have to do, and this is our attitude. We have to lay it down and let God lift us up. Amen.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me better, Derek? Am I clear?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. All amen. Right.
And tonight, we gather with one purpose, and to bring every burden, every care, and every weary heart before Jesus tonight. Amen. And life has a way of placing heavy demands upon us. The pressures of work, family and finances and relationships and health and uncertainty can leave us physically exhausted, emotionally drained, and spiritually weary. Praise God. But the good news is that Jesus has already extended an invitation tonight to all of us. Amen.
Amen.
He said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your soul." Tonight, we're not depending upon our own strength. We're coming before the one who gives us strength, to the weary, peace, to the troubled hearts, hope to the discouraged, and rest. Excuse me. And rest to every soul that trusts him. Amen. So when we look at this word overwhelmed, think about this word, it means to feel burdened beyond your own ability to carry life pressure, to feel burdened upon your own ability. I like that definition because when you're carrying things beyond your own ability, it is going to overwhelm you. And I
Amen.
believe
Yes.
that life should be, we should pace ourselves. We should not allow things to overwhelm us. We should always be in strive with the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Amen. We should never take on so much where we're just allowing things to control us, being over occupied,
Amen.
and that happens a lot. But we have to take a deep breath. We have to breathe in, breathe out, and when we get to that place where things are when we are physically exhausted, this is where we got to do what Jesus said. Come unto me. Come unto me.
Yes.
Bring that weight unto me. Bring that
Yes.
burden unto me. Bring that frustration you're carrying right now unto me. Bring that fear unto me. That anxiety unto me. That discouragement that you're dealing with right now because of something didn't go your way. Jesus said, bring that unto me. That stress, that grief. Jesus said, bring that unto me. Amen.
Yes,
Financial
yes.
pressure. We all been there. Amen. Bring that unto me. Family struggle. Uncertain about tomorrow. He said, bring all that unto me tonight. Let's lay it at the feet of Jesus tonight. Amen. Let's just say, Lord, I don't know how am I gonna deal with tomorrow, but I do know, Lord, that if I just bring all this to you, if I just seek the kingdom of God first, his righteousness, I
Yes,
know all will be
yes.
well with me.
Hallelujah.
So tonight,
Yes.
if you're feeling overwhelmed tonight, I want you to just allow the Spirit of God. We're gonna pray. And we're just going to believe God, amen, that God is going to lift us up tonight, amen. He's going to be right there with us. The Bible
Yes.
says in Psalm 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. And the encouraging news is that Jesus never intended for his people to live exhausted, defeated, overwhelmed.
Yes,
He invites
yes.
us to exchange our burden for his peace tonight. Come on, let's do that tonight.
Yes,
Our
Lord.
weakness for his strength,
Yes,
our
yes.
anxieties for his comfort, our fear for his faithfulness.
Yes.
Tonight, we believe God will renew every weary heart tonight. We believe
Amen.
tonight that God will restore hope, strengthen his people, and fill every life with this peace. So whatever burden you are carrying right now, I believe in this gathering tonight, we all have this ability to lay it down and let God lift us up. Amen.
Yes,
And
yes.
as we pray together in one voice, one prayer, and one accord, let us believe God to refresh our soul, restore our hearts, and strengthen every believer and reveal his presence in a powerful way. I believe that as we are here tonight in one voice, in one prayer, and one accord, Jesus will be exalted tonight. And the devil, as always, is going to be defeated in your life.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes,
I said,
yes.
Jesus is going to be exalted. And the devil is going, as always, be defeated. Praise God.
Amen.
One of my favorite scripture is in Psalm 61 and 2, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock
Oh, yes,
that is higher
yes.
than I.
Hallelujah.
Oh, amen. I believe tonight, if your heart is overwhelmed tonight, maybe you have a family member who's incarcerated, and it's just it has broken your heart, and maybe you have a daughter or a son or a relative who didn't turn out the way you expected them to turn out, and it's broken your heart. Let me tell you, God says He's gonna lead. I believe the Holy Spirit is going to lead us to that rock that's higher than I.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. The rock that's higher than your circumstances. Jesus, that rock that's higher than your pain. He's that rock that's higher, amen, than your financial hardship. He is that rock that's higher than sickness and disease. Whatever you carry tonight, come on, let's say, Lord, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Praise God. I love that scripture right there. Powerful scripture. And I believe we're going to be refreshed tonight because the Lord is our shepherd and He's going to restore our soul tonight. I believe tonight we're going to receive fresh manna from heaven, fresh oil. I believe that the yoke will be
Yes, Lord.
destroyed because of the anointing tonight.
Hallelujah.
I believe the anointing of God is present when we pray tonight. When I pray, I'm going to pray and lead you into a corporate prayer. Our prayer team is going to come behind me. They're going to pray too. They're going to believe God as well. I believe tonight, hallelujah, that God is going to bless us and God is going to refresh us. God's going to restore us tonight. I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know what is it that's going on in your body, what's going on in your relationship, your marriage, with your children. I'm telling you, you may feel overwhelmed, but tonight we're going to experience that rock that's higher than our circumstances. Glory
Yes,
to
Lord.
God. And tonight we have Sister Courtney in mind tonight, the 18-year-old youth lady living in Denton, Texas, needs employment and godly favor. She is a believer who recently aged out of foster care in Missouri and moved to North Dallas. Prayers requested for Courtney. Prayers requested for Tanika, a young lady who is a college student and believer in the North Dallas area, dealing with health challenges that have slowed her college situation, that have, excuse me, slowed her college education. She is requesting prayer tonight. Amen. Let's pray right now, and I want you to just begin to lift your hands up before the Lord. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to minister unto us. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to bless us tonight. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up Courtney and Tanika. We bring them all before the throne of grace tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we just know that Jesus is our Savior. And
Hallelujah.
we come before the throne of grace tonight that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of gathering together tonight in the present, one voice, one prayer, and one accord. Father, tonight we come up before you tonight. We lift up every person right now who has come carrying heavy burdens tonight. You know,
Yes,
Lord,
Lord.
every weary heart tonight, every anxious mind. Lord, you know every tired body and every
Yes.
soul that feels overwhelmed by the pressures of life. Nothing is hidden from you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we know that we are, as we dwell in this secret place of the Most High, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We know, God, that you are our refuge, our fortress, our God, and Him we trust and will rely upon. Father, I know that as I speak to every person tonight who are burdened with the cares of this life, your word tells us to cast all of those cares, those concerns, those frustrations, Cast it all on the Lord, for he cares for us. Holy Spirit, quicken our flesh tonight, quicken our body tonight. Make it alive under God. Glory to God. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you give strength to those that have no might.
That's right.
Lord, your word declared in Matthew 11, 28, for us to come unto you, those that labor and heavy burden. You said you'll give us rest. Tonight, Lord, we answered that invitation. We lay that burden down, every fear, every worry, every disappointment, every unanswered question at your feet tonight. Yes, unanswered question. Lord, we may question you at times when we don't understand. That's okay. We may question you when we're feeling disappointed, discouraged. But Lord, we know, Lord, even in the time where we are feeling uncertain, in time where our question doesn't seem to be answered, you are right there with us. Lord, fill every heart with your peace that passes all understanding. Renew the strength of those, Lord, who are weary tonight. Restore hope to those who feel discouraged. Remind every person listening tonight, Lord, that they are never alone, that we are never alone. For you are their refuge, our strength, and their very present help. Your word says that in Psalm 46 and 1, Lord, that you are a refuge and our strength and a very present help in our time of need. Now, Father, we come in agreement with your word and prophetically declare that this is a night of divine refreshing. How many of you believe that tonight? I believe tonight, Lord, this is a night of divine refreshing. We declare that every burning arm being lifted. We declare that every weary heart are receiving supernatural strength. We declare that anxious minds are being filled with the peace of Christ. We declare that hope is replacing discouragement. Faith is overcoming fear, and joy is rising where sorrow has lingered. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We declare that every person who've entered this gathering tonight feeling tired and overwhelmed, Lord, will leave refreshed tonight, renewed tonight, strengthened tonight, encouraged by the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you that in advance, Lord, for every breakthrough tonight, every testimony, every healing, and every life that will be transformed tonight. We receive it by faith, God, and we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, Lord. And Holy Spirit, rest upon us right now. Remove the burden. Remove the yoke tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for those who haven't smiled in a while. They're going to smile again tonight. They're going to rejoice again tonight. They're going to know what it's like to praise you again. They're going to know what it's like, Lord, to laugh again. Hallelujah. Those who have lost their joy, those who've allowed the circumstance of life to weigh them down, Lord, I know they're going to find that sweet spot tonight. I hear that, Lord.
Hallelujah.
They're going to find that sweet spot in you again. Yes. Glory be unto God. Satan, we adjure you by the blood. Take your hands off of God's people, mine. Remove your presence. I adjure you now by the precious blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Glory be unto God. Satan, you have no right. You are trespassing on their property. That property doesn't belong to you. That property belongs to Jesus. And so, Father, right now, I commend every person right now into your care. I commend them into your care. I commend their family, their finances, their health into your care. Lord, you're healing bodies tonight. Glory be unto God. Those that are sick, Lord, remove that sickness from their bodies. Lord, you're healing kidneys. You're healing cancer. You're healing those who have even small migraine headaches. You're healing those who are stressed out tonight. Lord, those who are fearful of the future, those who are afraid to be alone, those who, Lord, are afraid, Lord God, of just being alone by themselves. Lord, you're giving them that courage, Lord, to know what it's like to deal with life alone, to know what it's
Yes,
like,
yes.
Lord, to be strengthened, to know what it's like to trust you, God, for their comfort and not man, to trust you, Lord God, for their significance and their value and not man.
Yes.
Lord, teach us, Lord, how to trust you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hand, ladies and gentlemen. I want to declare a blessing over you. I speak blessing over you in the name of Jesus. I speak blessing over your body, over your finance, over your marriage, over your children. I speak blessing over you. Satan, I command you now to loose God's people. Let them go. They don't belong to you. Glory be unto
Thank
God.
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. We
Yes.
give you glory. And Lord, we continue to lift up again, Courtney and Anika. God is with y'all. God is with you now. There's no distance in the spirit. Right now, Courtney, you may be in Texas right now, but the Holy Spirit, he's right there with you. Praise God. Tanika, the Holy Spirit is right there with you. He's going to carry you through this moment you're in. Trust God. Amen. And he's going to take care of you as a college student. And all is well with you. God is with you. God is
Hallelujah.
with us tonight. The presence of God is with
Yes.
us tonight.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Mika
Thank
Lembo.
you.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory be unto God. At this moment, we're going to pass the baton on now. Glory to God to the next person. Amen. Go ahead and state your name where you're calling from. Well, you don't have to state your name. Just go ahead and just pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Glory be unto God. Go ahead, Brother Derek, if you want to go ahead and
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Johnny. Father, we thank you for yet bringing us together again. We thank you for giving us breath. Well, you know, you are the breath of life. We
Yes.
thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life in Jesus Christ. And we just bless you as we enter into your courts with thanksgiving and your gates with praise. We say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. We thank you, Father, tonight for those that we put before you who are dealing with the many issues of life as we all do and have. We put those before you tonight feeling physically exhausted, those experiencing emotional burnout, the
Yes.
families under pressure, people battling anxiety and stress. We thank you for rest for weary hearts tonight and renewed strength and hope. We thank you for peace and comfort and refreshing presence and wisdom in difficult situations and decisions that need to be made, even your supernatural encouragement for every believer. Lord, as we declare your word tonight, let it go forth as a swift commandment impacting those who we put before you, as we've just stated. And we thank you for the power of agreement. We thank you, Lord, that even your word tells us that the effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Yes.
Thank you for the power, the dunamis and exousia power in your word. As your angels come forth to perform this work, thank you for the grace tonight, as you stated in Acts 3:19, to repent before you, Lord, for carrying things that were never ours, for trying to take upon us too much, even for the works of the flesh and even
Yeah.
different works, Lord, that we tried to earn your grace instead of simply receive it. We thank
Yeah.
you that our sins are blotted out, and we bless you tonight for the times of refreshing that come from being in your presence. Help
Yeah.
us to understand tonight that that refreshing comes from your presence, not from a happenstance, not accidental, but that we need to press into your presence for that refreshing. For you said, this is the rest that may cause the weary to rest. That is the
Yes.
refreshing. We thank you for that refreshing tonight of the Holy Spirit, Lord, to bring us into that place of comfort, to bring us into that place of being the sheep who know the shepherd's voice, that a stranger we would not hear. Well, Father, we send forth your word tonight for those dealing with the weariness and the heaviness and the burdens. But you said,
Yes.
go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions unto them of whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord.
Yes.
Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. We receive your joy tonight. Not our joy, but your joy that is unspeakable, your joy that connects us with heaven, your joy that is that inner peace and that inner assurance not based on world circumstances, not based on financial circumstances, relational
Yes.
circumstances, but Lord, based on our connection with you. We thank you for the grace to reconnect with you in your joy. As we speak your word, Lord, for you said it's not by power, nor is it by might, but by your spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. We say
Yes.
grace, grace to the mountains of weariness, to every mountain that is a burden to our brothers and sisters, even those that are of us on the phone call that are dealing with this. We say grace, grace to the
Yes.
mountains, to be thou removed and cast into the sea. And we do not doubt. We thank you that your word shall and is performing what you send it out to do. For you, O Lord, are our strong tower. We are running in, and we thank you that there's safety in you. Thank you for that covering as you bless us, for you are our shepherd. As you make us lie down in green pastures, we receive life of lying down in those fertile grounds, those green pastures. And we thank you for leading us beside your still waters where there's peace, where there's refreshing, even that you would restore our soul as you lead us in your paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And Father, we finally in this scripture of Isaiah 10:27 declare your word that you said it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. We call forth that burden lifted, that yoke destroying anointing for every believer dealing with unnecessary burdens, dealing with weariness that has slowed many down in this race that remains for us. As we enter into your rest, we thank you for the grace. Help us, Holy Spirit, to enter in and to stay in that rest that remaineth. In
Yes.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are so grateful that everyone is here tonight. We got Pastor Boyko on the call tonight. Ecuador Boyko from my director of the Feed Filipino Children Initiative. He's with us tonight. Amen. So glad to have you, Pastor. Did you want to pray tonight, Pastor? Pray over us tonight. Amen. Pray over the people of God as well. You're certainly able to, if you want to do that, we give you that liberty to do that right now, sir, if you'd like to pray. Can you hear me, Pastor Borco? Are you there? Yeah, I'm not getting in the. I think his phone muted. You unmute your phone, I think, man. His phone muted there.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Yeah,
This is
there
Pastor.
you go. Yeah. Do you want to pray over the people tonight, or are you fine? You want to just listen in? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Just, I know we need prayers here, and the situation of our region, like just Santo City, Sarangani, and Davao Occidental, that our mission field has been devastated by the 7.8 earthquakes. And I think I just request more prayers for us,
Yeah.
the people can move on. My prayer request that the people can move on and restore the ministry of the Lord there. I've been here in General Santo City. And the feeding program of the Johnny Davis Global Mission feeding ministries will also continue here in our region.
Amen. Many of you don't know, Pastor Boyko just did an interview with those in Sarangani Mountains who's have suffered from the recent earthquake of 7.8 quake there in Philippines. He is a director of program right there in the General Santos City, and we just was able to raise some money for him. I didn't know he was coming on tonight. He didn't tell me. But we was able to raise some funds for him, send money over there, and he was able to get some aid, supplies and rice and things to those in the mountains of Sarangani. So if you haven't already, go to my social media page or We're posting on our website as well, Johnny Davis Ministry website. You can see that interview in its full. And it's a powerful interview. He interviewed Pastor Richard there in Sarangan, Philippines, Providence, Philippines, in the mountains there. So I want you to continue to give financially. Thank you for those who have contributed to the program. We need to send Pastor Boyko back over there. We hope to send him back over there this week and supply more aid for those there in those mountains. They are really struggling there. That's where most of your people are. It's a remote area. You don't have a whole lot of resources. It's the same location where we are now providing aid for the farmers as well. So there, our goal is to help the farmers with seed so they can plant their own and grow crop and corn and all that for the families there, helping them be self-sufficient. So pray for Pastor Boyko and those in the Philippines. We continue to partner with them, provide aid, their finances there. And Pastor, I didn't know you was coming on. Thank you, sir. God bless that. Bless you for coming on tonight. And it wasn't planned. He just said, "I'm gonna come on and be a part of the prayer." And we thank God for him. And we also have Pastor Yazid out of Uganda, Africa. He's here tonight with us. Pastor, you want to pray tonight, Pastor Yazid? You're certainly welcome to pray. We was able to help them there in Africa as well. We have an initiative to provide to dig wells to provide clean water there in Africa. So God has given me a mission to save lives, amen, to help those in need, especially our children. And this is why we're here, ladies and gentlemen, on this earth.
Amen. Amen.
If you have a
Amen.
ministry and you're not helping the poor and you're not doing something for hurting humanity, I don't know what type of ministry you have, because what really moved on my heart to start Feed Filipino Children and our work that we're going to begin in Uganda, what moved my heart is I got tired of giving money to programs, and the money wasn't really going to the need. The money was going to operation, paying big payrolls, running big operations, and it really wasn't getting to the need. So I want you to rest assured that the money that come into Johnny David Global Mission, it goes right to the need. And we prove that. We bring the people on and let them speak for themselves what your finance is doing. Go to Johnny David Global Mission or Feed Filipino Children. It's all over the social media. And just give tonight. Donate tonight. Your contribution will make a difference tonight. That's right. It's going right to the need. I believe that. Amen. We want to welcome also. We have other people on the call here, Darlene. God bless you, sister. We're praying for Darlene. We're praying for guests, all of our guests tonight. I believe the Lord is touched you tonight. I want you to realize, know something. I want you to trust Christ tonight. Don't allow life circumstance to overwhelm you. Stay, live in the presence of God. Dwell there, and you'll find rest in your soul. You know, don't try to take on this life alone, because you're not alone. Brother Derek, the Lord gave you a vision, and he showed you something in the spirit. Just, you want to put that on the screen. Derek, go ahead and let the people know what the Lord showed you in the realm of the spirit.
Amen.
I want everybody to
Amen.
watch real closely. Justin's
Amen.
going to put
Thank
that
you,
on the
Pastor.
screen.
Yes, amen. I pray
It'll
this
be
is
done.
very encouraging for all. And these are three different visions, some with interpretation from months, even years ago, as we've been praying for quite a few years now. And these specific visions and prophetic utterances pertain to last week's call when we were dealing with strongholds, breaking of strongholds. And the enemy wants us to give up. That's the bottom line. He wants us
Okay.
to give up on prayer. He wants us to be disheartened, to be discouraged, and to not continue. But there is a key scripture that was brought before me, and it's in Jeremiah 23, 29. And it says, let me go to it here. Give me just a minute. I didn't have it up. I'm sorry. But it is a very, very powerful scripture referencing how we need to use God's word continually, persistent, and consistent. And again, it's Jeremiah 23, 29. After I read that, I'll go through these visions. It says this. It says, "Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer?" That's the key word here, the hammer that breaketh rocks in pieces. We know rocks are hard things. And this is a picture of using God's word according to scripture with the right motivation, with the right spirit, to break down strongholds, break down things that are hard in life that the enemy has put in place to discourage, to try to subject, to oppress, and all those types of things. So this is a vision that, again, I'm going to work from my email here. This one is from November 16, 2021. So this was almost 5 years ago. And this is a prophetic utterance the Lord gave us. Keep hammering away with your continued intercessions, as they, like the hammer, are of a blacksmith, reshape, bend, and shatter in pieces as the Lord wills. See how in line that is with that scripture? And we didn't know that back in November of 2021. And what I saw was a strong individual in this vision with a large mallet type of hammer striking a metal gong that was laying on the ground. And it was struck over and over and over. And what I noticed was, as the metal gong was continually struck, it was being transformed and reshaped, even losing its strength, losing its integrity, losing its toughness that it formerly had. That interpretation is this: the metal is symbolic of strongholds that have held many captive, but like the mallet or the hammer, our persistent intercessions are weakening those strongholds. So sometimes you got to just continue to pray. It's not just a one prayer deal. You got to continue in prayer. As the old folk used to say, pray through or pray on. Another expression from February of 2022 was similar to this. I saw again a large gong, like a metal plate, being struck with a mallet as if it was a call to battle. Then I saw a powerfully built, ethnic-looking warrior of color who, upon hearing the call to battle, went forth and began to ram himself, his literal body, into an immense tower. This is a picture of almost like an angelic being ramming himself into a tower, a brick, a tower made of stone. The tower appeared to reach heaven, as I couldn't even see the top of it. And this is part of the vision. That warrior continued to ram that stone tower, running at it with all his mount, all his power and might, with a ferocious force. And as he did that over and over, that tower began to crumble little by little, not all at once, little by little. The tower even began to sway because it was losing its strength. From side to side, it swayed, as if to signify it was about to tumble. That interpretation, the warrior was an angelic host being deployed by heaven in response, look at this, to intercession for freedom from oppression. The tower was symbolic and representative of the years, decades, and generations of oppression built up so high, seeming to never be overcome. See, that's what the enemy wants us to think, that he's in charge, that he's got the victory. Yet the stench of the oppression that had been going on and has been going on had reached heaven, and the response from heaven is destruction of the oppressive spirit from its very foundation. See how, again, it is so important that we continue in prayer, as this prayer call talks about us continuing through Acts chapter 1 in that verse. And the last vision that, again, speaks to breaking down strongholds is from our meeting on September in 2024. And this I saw, this is a little different. I saw and heard a fighter jet, like what we would see a fighter plane. with weapons. It was firing missiles into a deep, thick darkness. However, when a missile hit the target, it made a large, forceful explosion. And afterwards, I was able to see through the dark shroud that had been concealing a huge mountain. I noticed that the impact area of the mountain began to slowly crumble and break up into large pieces that began falling bit by bit, not all at once, again, bit by bit to the ground. And it looked like the beginning of an avalanche was being caused by that missile's effect. Interpretation: the power of prayer is breaking down former strongholds that have been hidden in darkness. The impact is releasing things that have been hindered and held up. A move of God is coming forth, birthed by prayer. Amen. Thank you, Brother John.
Yeah, that was the wrong. I think we put the wrong screen. The wrong. I think that wasn't the updated one, was it?
It was not. So I was reading from the updated one.
Okay,
Yeah,
I'm
it's
sorry.
fine. It's fine.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Derek. Yeah, that's
No
powerful, man.
problem.
Yeah, I think I uploaded the wrong prophetic expression, but we appreciate that, Brother Derek. God, I hope we'll put that back up next week, Brother Derek. Let's. Because I want the people to grasp a hold of that. That's a very powerful expression, prophetic word there. So let's plan on putting that back on the screen next week, Brother Derek, if you don't mind. Because I want everybody to
Amen.
see it on the screen. Derek, you
Amen.
can resend that to me if you don't mind.
Okay.
I don't know how that got lost, but I do apologize for that technical issue. Man, what a night tonight. We are absolutely turned. We have. Here's what we got. Here's what the Lord spoke to me. We're turning off. We're casting all of our cares, all of our worries, all of our anxieties, all of our troubles, uncertainties. We have to learn how to daily lay it at the feet of Jesus. Daily. We can't do it. We can't carry life on in our own strength. We have to lay it at the feet of Jesus. And this is why it's important before you, when you start your day, this is why it's so important to start your day in the presence of God. So important. And I know people say, well, I don't have time. I'm busy. Well, I can tell you right now, if you don't have time for the Lord, it's going to show in your character. It's going to show in your attitude. It's going to show up. With fear and doubt. But when you when you start your day out in the presence of God, that's when you're strengthened. That's when you have courage. That's when you're bold. That's when you now have allowed the Holy Spirit to come in to help. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. And so many people just don't have time for God anymore. And so I hope this prayer tonight encourage you. And I hope the prophetic word tonight from Brother Darius encouraged your heart tonight. We thank all of you tonight for being with us. And Brother Pastor Yazid, you have something you want to share with the people tonight, or want to give you pass out of Uganda? Amen.
Oh, amen. Are you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes. In all, then I want to take this opportunity to thank for John Dennis. We thank God for our pastor John, and everyone here, and especially to hear from Pastor Boenke from Philippines. God bless you so much for the great work and for the passion. So now I want to take this opportunity to thank God for our Pastor Davis for the great vision. Really, we had a very a good meeting last Monday. So now, pass about the vision which passed then came with it with the water wells. This is a very interesting thing. Many pastors were so happy. Many pastors calling me anytime, every time, please, pastor. So This is a very great blessing to us. Remember, water or well, it is a very important thing. As we see in also that Abraham had when he opened the wells, so is a sign of life, because without it, actually you cannot eat any food, but when you have water, water is life. So we thank God for the past to come up with this vision, which is very, 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 very important in the Bible. We see on the well when he for to give him the water. When every passes their course, pray for this God to, we are going to see many people that are going to be saved through water wells. Why? Even because it will be helping many
Amen.
communities, either you're born again or not a born again, Muslims or everyone. So it is helping to everyone, which is showing the life that God has brought life in the community. Really, every person, so they are very interested. Every person, they are very, very, very eager to see this when it's happening. Because, like where I am now, because now we are spending 1 week and how many days? Okay, now we are on 9 days to get when the national water has already not there. We are people that are struggling to get water. People can sleep without bathing, without even to get a just one jerrycan of water. It's now it's becoming hard because in area of the Kampala, the Karamoja, where so to get water, it is very, very sometimes very, very difficult now. So we thank God for this program of wells. So for me, I'm happy. I'm very, very happy for this vision. I believe God is with us. God is with Uganda. It's not going to end only in Uganda, but beyond Uganda. Beyond the boundaries of Uganda, Kenya, in East Africa, and beyond of Africa. Because about water, it is a very big vision, and God is going to be manifested through the water.
Amen.
All schools, so they're suffering because of water. Everyone, we need water because almost the human being, the bodies, it makes almost then 75% we are in water. So we thank God for passing for this vision and for all, even for the children. Really, we are praying about it. And we have discussed with some pastors that we need to get a day. We gather together, either how many pastors, but if maybe you are around here, or others who will be either on the line. So we gather together to get a day of praying for this program, to pray for Pastor Davis and his friends. God to provide, God to do blessing, God to open door for them for provision to get wells in Uganda. Especially then, like we have some places like Karamoja is a very a dry place. People suffer because of water. People can then die because of lack of water. So we thank God for this. Pastor, be strong. We already decided that we are going to come together. We pray. We lift this program before God everywhere. Once in a week, we are going to come together, pray and fasting to this program.
Amen.
I thank God. Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor Zed. Amen. Yeah, we're looking forward to that initiative to go for. Father, in Jesus' name, I release the people into your care tonight. I command them into your care tonight. Lord, you are lifting burdens tonight. You are restoring hearts. You're healing
Yes,
bodies. You're restoring the land, Father. And your
thank
word
you.
said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek
Yes,
my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal the land. I'm asking you to heal the land in the Philippines, heal the land in Uganda, heal this land in America, heal the hearts, Lord. Bring nations together that we may help those who are hurting, those who are abandoned, those who have been forgotten. Oh God, heal your people, heal the land
yes, Lord.
everywhere. In
Yes,
the
Lord.
mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you for it now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well,
Amen.
thank you, everybody. God bless
Okay,
you.
yeah.
Brother,
Praise, it's
Brother Justin.
just a word. Yes, Pastor, just actually, I want this opportunity to take this opportunity to thank God for you.
Yes.
This thanks from our children who got the food. Really, we are so happy. Actually, yesterday, I wanted to do a video where they are saying that, okay, we want to sing a song for you. For thanks to God, but when I was not around, so we thank God for the provision you provided for our children. God bless you so much.
Amen. Praise God. We
Amen.
have a song, Brother Justin gonna play, and we'll be back next week, guys. I pray that this prayer bless you. I pray that you God has refreshed you tonight. And we'll be back next week, the same time, whatever the Lord has us to pray for next week. God bless season.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much from here in the Philippines, and thank you for your prayers.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless.
Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. Yes. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other reaches to me.
Y'all got it? Come on, sing it. You are my strength.
You are my strength.
Come on, prophesy and declare it.
Strength like no other.
Let me hear you declare it.
Strength like no other.
Now say it reaches.
Reaches to me.
Let's declare it one more time. You are my strength. Come on.
You are my strength.
Yes, you are.
Strength like no other. Strength like no other.
And it reaches to me.
Reaches to me.
Come on, say in the fullness of your grace. Come on, church.
In the fullness of your grace.
In the power of your name.
In the power of your name.
Let me testify.
You lift me up.
Yes. Hallelujah. You lift me.
You lift me up.
One more time. In the fullness of your grace.
In the fullness of your grace.
Your grace. It's amazing.
In the power of
your name, it's Jesus.
You lift me
up. Yeah, you do, Lord.
You lift me up.
Everybody say, you are my strength.
You are my strength.
Strength like no
one. Strength like no
one. And it reaches.
Reaches to me.
One more time, sing it without the music this time.
You are my strength.
Come on, church. Strength like.
Strength like no other.
I can count on you.
Strength like no
Never.
Other.
And it reaches.
Reaches.
In the fullness.
In the fullness.
I'm coming up now.
In fear.
In the fullness of your glory.
In the fullness of your glory.
Still amazing.
In the power.
Yeah. Will you lift me up?